Good evening. As you know, I was born in a Christian life household, and my life was a little bit challenged to know where I was going. I didn't know what to trust and what is true in my life, and it was kind of a little bit challenging for me because I thought, like, because my parents, they are Christian, then for me, I am Christian too. I can live whatever I want because just because my parents, they are believers, I can do whatever I want. I can be anybody's. That I would say, like, it really gave me a challenge. And sometimes I feel like I was enjoying it by doing whatever I want. And so when I was growing up, I had a trouble with the faith. Why? Because the faith is something that we can't see, but we can feel it from our hearts. So I was going to church with my parents and my cousins, but I didn't understand. When I kept going to church and listening to the word of God, I slowly understood what is the faith mean and why we're trusting in Him. It was time I was thinking that, like, why am I trusting this? Why this, like, I don't feel it, like, it's working for me. Like, I was feeling like it's just a note, like, I'm going to church, like, but these things is not really, really works inside of me. Like, I try having conversation with different peoples asking, hey, how do you have, like, real relationship with the God? And you wake up every single morning, Sunday, you gathering, and then you go to church. But for me, I see a lot of people there having a good time, going to church, having a good time with their families. But for me, I always feel like this is not what I was born with. This is not. But I keep hiding my face. Like, I acting like I go to church every single morning, but it really bothered me sometimes. It really bothered me, like, deep inside, because I didn't know what to trust, as I mentioned earlier. I didn't know what to trust. But when I keep going to church, like, going to church, wake up in the morning, sometimes I was saying, no, I'm not going to church. Dad, I'm not going. I just want to go play soccer with my friend. But I would say, no, no, you have to go to church. But when I keep going to church, and then I realized that, like, God is calling me on this way. And then I starting feeling, like, in my heart, when I keep listening to people speaking the gospel, and then starting feeling like it really touched my heart. And one time I asked my big brothers, and he told me this. The only things we live is hope. And that hope, you need to trust. You trust in the word. That's the meaning of the faith, like, faith. You have to trust the faith, like, the word from the Bibles. That's all. You have to trust in the word from the Bibles. That's all we call faith. Because there's nobody's come to tell you, like, this is specimen, or you can touch me. No, there's nobody who's going to give you a, like something that you have to touch. No, you have to trust him from the bottom of your heart. And then I say, yes, this is like real. And I would like reading Hebrew chapter 11, verses 6. Unless we trust in God, it is impossible for us to make God happy. Anyone who comes to God must believe that God is there. They must also believe that God helps everyone who wants to know him. When I read this passage and like, I think like when I was calling myself like, I am a believer, but I didn't have a faith. And the more I read this, I keep telling myself, like, wow, God, he's like, he's like behind me. He just like telling me what to go, and I just have to follow because he is like, he's there for me. He is there for me. If you call yourself as Christian, you know, like God is going to be there for you. And the more I keep saying, I feel like I feel like when I look behind and my faith was not strong, and now some, I will say like, I didn't have faith at all. I was feeling like, why I have like wasting my time, like doing something that is not right in my life. Why I wasting time, like asking many questions for myself. And I know the world, I mean, I know something I need is like right off in front of my face. Like it's there for me all the time. That's how I keep learning on this description I'm reading. As I mentioned earlier, like being Christian or calling yourself Christian and not trusting the word of God is like nothing. Nothing. Nothing is like, you can call yourself Christian, like you can wake up in the morning, but you call yourself Christian. But if you're not trusting the word of God, it's like you just build house without roof. It's gonna rain and then the house is gonna get like water inside of it. That's how I was living. I was just I can't be like anybody's, but without faith, I feel empty, like naked. Like I can be like nobody's. I just want to read it now. And Genesis 11, 12, verses 2, verses and 3. I'm sorry, it's Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. I will cause you confidence to become a great nation. I will bless you. Everyone will know your name. You will bring my blessing to other people. I will bless those people who bless you, but I will curse anyone who insults you. Through you, I will bless all of the family of people on the earth. When we look this, like God was telling Abraham to go to Canaan. And back then, there is nobody didn't see God. God walking with the people by talking with them on a voice. And Abraham heard the voice from heaven. God sending him to Canaan and just like telling him to go like new countries. He don't know where he is to go and his family. Like, you know, imagine like you wake up in the morning, you go to work and then luckily, like God told you, like, hey, I want you to go this place and I want you to do like missionary with you. This, I would say, like, uh, 50% of us, they can commit that work to God. And another 50%, they will say no, because I don't know where I'm going. Because I know there are challenges I will have in the road. I will sick in the road. Who's going like heal me? Nobody. But even Abraham, he went to Canaan. He has many challenges on the road. For he was scaring, and then he told like the people from Egypt, hey, this is not my wife, this is just my sister. But God like keep trusting him and then say, I will stay working with you until you get to there where I was sending you. One thing I learned, like Abraham went there because he has faith and then he trusted in God. That's why he went there. He said, I will go and then do the work God has sent to me. So when I read this scripture, and I feel like this is like the word that was needed in my life. At the time, I didn't know where to go, where to trust. I feel like at the time I was hiding myself and people was telling me this word before I was getting older, like older, and they're just trying to do whatever I want. Maybe I should know more about God than now. I really like tell myself about these verses by looking them and reading them and like telling myself I know God, like he was there with me. But I was saying, like, why God, you didn't like speaking with me directly? Then I can know you better. Then I can come closer with you. Then I can feel your relationship with me. Because the time I was feeling like I am like a Christian, there was not right time for me to call myself Christian. I was sin. I was doing anything like disobey my parents. Or sometimes I was do a bad thing on my friend. I say, it's just a little thing, but sometimes I feel like deep, I really hurt this person, his feelings. But when I can like commit myself, say, yes, I am Christian, and then trusting the word and acting like a person, and I knew how like how important to be a Christian and how important like to having faith to the word of God. I really, really, really like want to say like God has been leading me in a lot of things. It's a lot of things, some things like I didn't expect if it's going to happen in my life. Because I was having weak faith. My faith was weak. And sometimes I say like, I'm still a believer, but I'm still learning a lot of things from God. I can't call myself really, really Christian because there's a time I usually like say, oh, I can't do this because maybe God is not seeing me. Like he's not looking. He's not here. He is in heaven. Like he's not here with me. I can do whatever I want. Like, but at the time I end up like doing it, I feel like, oh, yes, I really sin. I don't really forget like for the forgiveness, but God is saying like for those who's asking for forgiveness, he's gonna forgive us. So I usually like pray and I feel like more powerful when God or when I am reading the Bible, I feel like more powerful and then trusting like how God is teaching me from getting away and then having strong faith with them. So that's how I feel. So I would like to close with prayers. Father, we thank you for this day. God, we know you are with us, Jesus. We pray for your forgiveness, God. We know, God, you can forgive. You can give us eternal life, God. But God, we come before you to try and be with you and to learn in your word, God. Please, Lord, we want to be having a strong relationship and try to be with you, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. Name, amen.